Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for once again inviting me right back in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Well, this is a great day, the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we can and we should. And we will. Well, I know that I may insert some several words there, but I think this is a day that God has made for us. This is the Lord's Day, and we are coming together once again that we might magnify the Lord. Well, let's get right into our broadcast by doing this song that Martha and I have been doing for several years. I think it's got a great, great meaning. And this one says, I have victory in Jesus.
I heard it all. How a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He brought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory. Caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. I heard another mention, He has healed for me in glory. And I heard about the sweet of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing, and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Called me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to me. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Yes, sir, we can have victory in Jesus. I was sitting here thinking that we could be calling a whole lot of names. We got a lot of sick folks in our radio audience, and there's many names that we could mention, many of you that are sick, many of you that we don't even know about. But anyhow, always remember this, that you are in our prayers. That's what we're all about, is being able to reach across the airway to help people and to let them know that if God be for them, there's no power that can stand against them. Even though that we don't read a great long prayer list, it doesn't mean that we're not remembering you. It doesn't mean that we're not thinking about you, because we have some that are sick. Matter of fact, in our listening audience, we never know who is there But always remember that we are praying for you, and you are in our prayers. We also need your prayers, Martha and I, and so you continue to pray for us. Well, here's a song we haven't played for a while. I hope you enjoy it. And this one says, Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Let me send this out to all of you who have lost a loved one.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen, for His call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. You know, it's so hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, He gave. Oh my God, He's gonna wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet Him in that land beyond the skies. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Oh, yes it is. Yes it is. Seems like lately that's all that's on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time.
Well, I said just a while ago that we want to remember all the sick, and we do, some that we know about and some that we don't know about. But we want to remember you in prayer. We want to lift you up. And if you don't know Christ as a personal Savior, we trust today that you will before the broadcast is over. Well, I said a while ago, we're remembering you in your sickness and also in your health. But this song says, help is on the way. We must trust God because He will help us in the time of our need.
Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God would send a prophet just to make His word known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you help was on the way.
Just hold on a little longer,
help is on the way.
A brighter day is coming
for those who believe and pray. Troubles of this old life come by, and burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what His Word says, just trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heavens.
I tell you, that's a message within itself. If you just hold on just a little longer, help is on the way. Well, we try to get as much music in as we possibly can along with the message. So let's just keep right on moving right on along with another song. I think you're going to enjoy this one. This is a cure for every problem. This one says, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. Calvary as I do, for there the healing cleansing stream still flows, with peace
Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me.
Just why can we claim those precious bloodstains? Why does the blood of Jesus Christ do such a great work within our life? Why was the blood of Jesus Christ such a great sacrifice that the Bible said without the shedding of blood there'd be no remission for our sin? But the salvation, not only for the soul, but also atonement for the body. Well, one more song, and then we're going to bring today's message on who needs the miracle the most, as we do this song right here. And this one says, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trod. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered, safe within the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Supposing that God sent me your way this morning by the means of radio to tell you that He has one miracle and He wants to give it to somebody. Well, are you that one? We need to ask the question, who needs the miracle the most? As I'm speaking with a vast audience of people, I don't know who I'm speaking to, and I'm one of those kind of preachers who believe that the Holy Spirit takes every word that I speak. I speak of the articles of God. But miracles can happen only when we really, truly believe in God. You see, a lot of things happen scientifically, and scientists try to explain everything away by bringing about evolution, and this happened because two matters came together, and all of a sudden the evolution began to grow. Well, there is a form of evolution in life, we know that. But when God created the heaven and the earth, my friend, the Bible said it began with God. In the beginning, God. And even though today that things happen, supernatural things happen, and things that we don't understand, and sometimes God gets blamed for the bad, and God never gets no credit for the good. But the first thing we got to do is we're going to expect a miracle from God. We got to believe in God. Those that come to Him must believe that He is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek Him. And you know, there's not a day goes by that possibly many that I'm speaking to today does not ask God for a miracle. And true enough, it's going to take a miracle, because it takes miracles sometime to really make that divine matter happen in our life. I say it so many times, and I try to let the people know that, hey, this is the way that God works. He works physically, mentally, and spiritually. And we have doctors that work on the physical part of our body. We have others that work on the mental part of our body. But, my friend, there needs to be a spiritual work done in our life. And the first thing we must come to realize that God is a divine God, that the divine providence of God is always at work in our life. John Wesley called it the prevenient grace of God, meaning that God was always there even before I got there. That's why that God sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would never perish but have eternal life. That's why the angel said when Jesus was to be born that His name shall be called Jesus, meaning Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So the first thing to receive a miracle from God is you must believe God. You must believe that God can work a miracle in our lives. I know that that little gap, that gap between doubt and unbelief is a great big gap. And sometimes it becomes hard to realize and to understand. The way that I deal with the providence of God in my life is this. I know that God is in control, whether good or whether bad. Everything is in the hands of God. I stood at the bedside not long ago of a mother who had went into a subconscious condition and was put on the machine. And the family asked me, Pastor, what should we do? And the only thing I could say to them is, hey, remember that God is in control. Whether she lives, God is in control. Whether she dies, God is in control. We must remember that. God is always in control of every situation, and we must come to understand that. We must come to the wisdom and the knowledge to know that God wills in our life. And good things happen, bad things happen, but my friend, God is always God. That's why the McCain is saying God is God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. But today, if we're going to receive a miracle from God, first of all, we must fully be convinced there is a God. And God does not only, He's not like a Houdini riding around on a magic carpet. It's not like that. It's a divine God working His divine providence in a divine matter in your life. And only God can do that. That's why scientifically they can't understand how that man ever got on the earth. But we know that God made man according to the Bible. So if God created everything, God made man, and God made animals, and God did all that God did, then my friend, God is big enough to handle your problem. He's big enough to work a divine miracle in your life. So now that we have settled that issue of God in our life, now we must come to another question. Who needs the miracle the most? Now, as you're sitting there listening to the broadcast today, do you need a miracle worse than your neighbor? Do you know someone in your church family that needs a miracle more than you do? Do you know anyone that around you that needs a greater miracle than you do? I mean, you may be thinking, well, boy, I need a miracle. I need something to really happen in my life. I need a divine matter to take control of my life. But when you stop to think about it, there's someone maybe down the street or across in front of you, or maybe right there in your family, that needs the miracle more than you do. I know that that's kind of, I'm throwing you a stumbling block there in such a way, but you got to remember, God said He would supply the need according to His riches in glory. So God is going to supply the miracle because there is a need. And when that need is to be supplied, God is going to supply the need. So who needs the miracle the most? Was it the woman who had the blood issue for so many years? As Jesus came down the road and she said, if I could but touch the hem of His garment, I could be made whole. You know the story. Sure enough, she did touch the hem of His garment and she was made whole. But there's another man on down the road who is blind. He has been blind for many, many years. Did the woman with the issue of blood need the miracle more than the blind man? Well, Jesus goes on down the road and the blind man cries out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped. And two divine healings happened in the life of two individual persons because there was a need in both lives. So we asked the question, who needs the miracle the most? Well, then we've got to ask another question. Who deserves the miracle the most? Do we receive miracles because we deserve them? I don't think so. I don't think that God works like that. God doesn't give us miracles just because we give more to the church or I go to the church more. Oh, I'm a much better Christian than a person down the road and I'm more involved in God's work than the other person. Surely I deserve the miracle. But my friend, you've got to realize you do not receive miracles because you deserve them. You receive miracles because God sees a need in your life. Well, I see my time is getting away, so I must hurry on. God has many miracles. How about the miracle of grace? How about the miracle of mercy? How about the miracle of God's love? I mean, when we begin to examine which miracle is the greatest miracle of them all? Well, God's greatest miracle of them all is for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And then when He stood, He said, all of you that are thirsty, let Him come and drink. As He stretched His arms out across Jerusalem, and He said, how I would have hovered thee as an old hen with her little chicks, but you would not. So today, God does have a miracle. God wants to give that miracle, but that greatest miracle that God can ever give and ever will give is His great miracle of love. Well, our Father, we're all in Your hands. Everything we are, everything that we ever will be, is in the hands of God. We thank You for life. We thank You for health. We thank You for strength. We thank You, Lord, for those who labor with us, the prayer partners here on this broadcast, that we might reach across the airway. We know not who we're talking to. We do not know who the Holy Spirit is speaking to. We realize people do need miracles. I mean, it's going to take a divine miracle of God to work the situation in many lives. But You're the miracle-working God. So I trust today that You'll continue to work Your work in our life. Continue to use this preacher. Continue to use Martha and I's singing and our preaching that we might be able to reach out right across the airways and defeating the powers of hell and bringing about a miracle in the life of the believer. Thank You for those that supported. And may they continue to help as we continue this great labor of love for our Lord. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. We trust today that God is blessing you. We pray today that God will continue to bless you. Accept His healing. Accept His salvation. Because the Bible said, if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.